Astrology with Matthew Deagle, and I'm your host, Matthew Deagle. Today I have a guest here. Michael Horn is the authorized American media representative for the Billy Meier Contacts, an award-winning film director and film producer, as well as writer, a prize-winning painter, and all-around talented guy. So here's Michael.
Hi.
Hi.
Matthew.
I'm doing pretty well. Now, I had Michael on last Friday to discuss the Billy Meier case in regard to the might of thoughts and how our thoughts create reality, as well as the books that are available from his website, theyfly.com. If you go to the upper right-hand corner, you'll find the shop. There he has some of the only available English translations of some of Billy Meier's very precious works, such as The Might of Thoughts and The Psyche, as well as The Goblet of Truth. I strongly recommend checking out that shop there. Today I wanted to mainly discuss current events as we see unfolding in America that result from our might of thoughts that Billy Meier himself predicted decades ago, namely the unfolding of anarchy, divisiveness, generally chaos, because of this, because of illogical thinking. What do you think, Michael?
Yes, unfortunately, it's at this point so blatant and so much hidden in plain sight right before us that in itself, of course, accounts for the fact that the majority of people, even those to whom this information has been repeatedly brought, are basically blind to it. They don't want to know, and they want to stay entertained and distracted to their great and, you know, all of our great ultimate disadvantage.
Yeah, and if you want to know about these prophecies and predictions, you can check out theyfly.com. Search for 1958 warning Europe, and you'll find Billy Meier's 1958 letter, a warning to all the governments of Europe about exactly what's happening now. For example, I quote here, line 21 says, "And the time is already coming when the peoples will begin to mix, and when many people will flee from their homeland countries to find a hideout somewhere else in foreign countries. And there will be many refugees who have to fight to maintain their lives, while very many others creep into the structures of the better-positioned countries as economic refugees." It furthermore states in here that, "And it will be that fanatical Islamists carry out bloody revenge on the distant descendants of the Christians for the earlier crusades when they accomplish their deadly and destructive acts through irrepressible terror all over the world. In the third millennium, as has been since the earliest times, the believers of the various religions and sects will fight each other because every believer wants to have the only correct God. It is all the same if he is named Shiva, God, or Allah. So in some places, the earth will become a battlefield when Islamists, Christians, and Jews make war on one another, as in ancient times, and as it also happens today, as everybody insults the unbelief of those with other beliefs, and they all want to defend and spread the purity of their own belief with their blood, even when great powers stand in opposition to them, who question the righteousness of their conduct." So you can see how those prophecies have all fulfilled. This was 1958, and those aren't the only prophecies in there either. It gets worse. So,
well, you know, the Henoch prophecies, too, are unfolding virtually all the time and quite specifically, and people are just basically asleep. And when I think about it, I think, how am I going to, you know, speak about this? How can I continue to speak about it in a way that might wake people up that are so, you know, stubbornly, deliberately, willfully asleep to the realities unfolding, and who, you know, are prey, if you will, for the political, religious, technical forces that otherwise, you know, scoop up, guide or misguide us.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the other thing that Billy Meier prophesied that's very relevant now is what he's talking about, the Henoch prophecies, or the prophecies of Enoch, as we call them in English. It states that yet the misery on earth will continue as two terrible civil wars will break out in America, whereby one will follow the other. Afterwards, the United States of America will break apart and deadly hostility will prevail among her, which then leads to the division into five different territories, and it cannot be prevented that sectarian fanatics will play a dictatorial role in those territories. So, this you can see the extensive prophecies. Just search for prophecies on theyfly.com and you'll find the full English translation.
Yeah, we have a link to it right on the right-hand column on that homepage, so people should have no trouble if they really want to, pardon me, if they want to, you know, read. And then we have a corroborations page. We haven't updated it for a while because now most of the corroborations I post in terms of blogs, but there's also so much that's corroborated all the time. It's a, you know, an ongoing process that I will continue to do it, but it just gets a little bit, I'd say, distressing, if not depressing, that people are, you know, still just going to sleep day in and day out, passing, you know, time and life away.
Or being, as you said, swept up by mind control, basically. And that's another thing I think that that plays into this is that there is, according to the Pléiaron as well, in a, as yet, I don't think, officially translated contact, the 512th, the description, in somewhat, they're somewhat evasive or beating around the bush in exactly naming organizations, but they say a religious sectarian organization is working together with a certain secret service to manipulate the consciousness of humanity via television, the computer, and the internet, etc., iPhones, and as well as to surveil them and gather behavioral psychological data on them in order to manipulate them, and that they are specifically agitating both right and left wing extremists in order to create anarchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what I take from that is that the most likely case scenario, given my other knowledge of what's been going on in the world and observation of the events since around the 1980s, is that the Secret Service in question is the CIA, which has its tentacles all around the world, and the religious sectarian organization, I think, is Marxism, which is, I think, a religion. Which is also mutated into various religious forms, such as in the Catholic Church. Why do I say Marxism? Because Marxism specifically wants to destroy Western culture and all cultures and replace them with their ideal utopia. And Marxism also would benefit from creating anarchy.
Yeah, but I think it's also possible that on, you know, kind of on the local front, that the, you know, the organization that Meyer may have also been alluding to may be one of the you know, Christian groups or something.
Yeah, I think they have infiltrated the Christian groups. For instance, the evangelical Christians to which Ted Cruz belongs, I think, are entirely a mind control operation by the CIA. The entire thing, incredible stultified levels of delusion that are incompatible with any kind of rational thinking. I mean, Ted Cruz says that he thinks that the solution to our health problems is prayer, and that God punishes with disease and gives health to the righteous.
Look, you know, as we may have touched on even briefly in our last conversation, and it's no secret, religion has done such huge damage to humankind that it is one of the major contributors to quite possibly, you know, sending us back to the Dark Ages. Meyer has pointed that out in terms of the, you know, radical Islamists. Christian fundamentalism is, you know, of course, why, in a sense, why Islam came into being was as an action against the efforts of the church that would have eventually enslaved everybody on earth, worldwide. We needn't only be, let's say, gripers and moaners and you know, complainants about all of these things that, you know, we see and other people see, but that the majority of humankind doesn't. So, as we've talked before, what really is the answer for those people who do recognize this and feel sometimes frozen like deer in the headlights themselves, not knowing what to do or where to turn. And I think that brings us to, you know, what we are most attracted to in the Meyer case, and that is the spiritual teaching.
Yeah, in fact, tomorrow morning there's going to be a peace meditation, which is performed all around the world, intended to kind of break up these negative thought patterns.
Mm-hmm. I think that it's actually can be performed twice tomorrow and twice Sunday. And there's information linked on my website as to the times and all the rest of that stuff. That is one of those things that, you know, can be done that way and can be done, with people paying attention and coming together. And even, in my opinion, at least as importantly, is there is a lot of free, teaching in the spiritual teaching, free information available on my website and others linked from mine. And then there are, you know, these fantastic books that, you know, you mentioned in the beginning, the newest one translated being The Way to Live. And these are not religions. These are not religious tracts. They're not belief systems. It's quite literally a teaching, the way you would teach and be a student of any subject that you wanted to be able to learn, and in learning to test the veracity, efficacy of the information, whether it would be electronics working on automobiles or, you know, computers or anything else. If you're studying something, you test it to make sure that what you're learning works and that you are working it. That is what the spiritual teaching also does in the most self-liberating ways imaginable.
Yeah, because it's essentially all based on, it's all just based on logic, and your subconscious mind recognizes logic, basically. So when you read these texts, preferably in German, but you can read them in English as well, what happens is your thoughts start to organize themselves logically, and that naturally starts to change your consciousness itself. I think that's why it's called a spirit teaching, is because it isn't just because it's essentially teaching you to bring out your consciousness potential, you might say.
Yes, and there are things in there that we don't consciously know. Even within our consciousness, yes, there are things that are within our consciousness. We may even say, you know, lurk within our consciousness, but they still need to be stimulated, to be brought forward. And then, of course, information we don't know, we can learn from the teaching.
Yeah, and that's also how I do my astrology. If you go to my website, matthewdeagle.com, my astrology is also all based on an individual's character and kind of bringing information out of your subconscious. Most of the time, you'll go to an astrologer and they'll tell you, you know, this is your destiny, but that's not really how it works. Your destiny you create yourself with your thoughts, and you have to actually bring it out of its implicit state.
Right.
It's the same thing, however, with both positive and negative. Now, prophecies are distinguished from predictions. Maybe you can explain that, Michael.
Well, in the simplest sense, prophecies, as I understand this, are warnings about things that will occur if we do not change the course of our actions through our thoughts in time. Then if we don't change them in time, the prophecy becomes a prediction, something that will happen with 100% certainty. The prophecy doesn't have to happen. The prediction will. Most predictions appear to be things that are, we could say, more cosmic in origin, like coming from, you know, an object moving through space, coming towards Earth or not, things that had nothing initially to do with human creation or thought. The prophecies tend to warn us, for the most part, about the effects in the cause and effect chain. Everything in this universe is subject to the immutable laws of cause and effect. When we realize and can learn very well through Meyer's spiritual teaching, how to think, when we realize that all of our thoughts are causes and that the effects do present themselves, small or large, for better or for worse, in every aspect of our lives, we then can begin to take more conscious control of those thoughts, of the feelings, of the actions, and thereby we don't any longer find ourselves so concerned and subjected to prophecies, because we are not going down those roads any longer. This is, in my opinion, one of the ways of looking at what we could say the goal behind giving us prophecies and predictions, as well as, of course, fundamentally giving us the teaching, the how to use the might of the thoughts, how to direct our lives through thought, feeling, and action, all that are birthed and originate from, right thinking. So this is, for me, what this case is about comes down to this teaching, and it's so profound and it's so uplifting at the same time that if only, more people would go, well, just let me look at that stuff instead of, just constantly texting people on my iPhone. We have probably a lot better situation here.
Yeah, and it's also important to discuss how a central teaching here is neutral positive thinking, is what he calls it. Neutral thinking, which then is positive because it doesn't go to extremes. If you go to an extreme of positive, then it creates an extreme of negative, and vice versa. Negative always attracts positive, and positive always attracts negative. So you want to stay neutral and not be illogical and irrational in your thinking. It's very important to try to see things as they are with an open mind and not to blind yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you really own it, because the see things as they are is what requires and engenders neutrality. To see a thing as it is to not project a preference, a dislike or a like, an illusion, anything else, which is what most positive thinking, and Billy's made the distinction quite clearly, positive thinking is more of the band-aid, where we project what we prefer, what we want, over that which, is other, without first recognizing, acknowledging, perceiving, understanding that which is. Once we have that, as you were saying, it's the neutral element here, then when we have seen things as they are, when we have that cognition, that perception, the depth, we can start to choose what we prefer and craft our thoughts, feelings, and actions along those lines.
Yeah, we can see things. There's also a book, I don't know if it's been translated into English, The Introduction to Meditation, in which he discusses what he calls pure observation, or seeing things without any thoughts, without even allowing thoughts to come to your mind, except for those which are arising directly from what you're seeing. So, essentially, just to look and observe without having any biases. That's really one of the most important aspects of this, because a lot of these chaotic events in the world, as we see, consist of a dichotomy between opposites, between, for instance, you have liberals saying that immigrants are all innocent and harmless to us, and you have conservatives with their extreme xenophobia on the opposite side, and these two kind of exchange with each other because naturally positive attracts negative, etc. Unfortunately, these sorts of cycles. I mean, what's going on right now is we had Barack Obama in office for eight years, and now. I'm following the astrological configurations that suggest, again, prophecies happen with different probabilities, right? They aren't certain, but there is a chance that Ted Cruz may unfortunately be the nominee on the Republican side and then ultimately win the election, even though right now Donald Trump is trumping him, because the Republican Party is so antithetical to Trump. They don't want him to be the nominee. And because then Bernie Sanders and Clinton might be competing with each other. Now, astrologically, the reason why I say this is because Ted Cruz was born on the winter solstice with a Jovial sign rising and Uranus rising therein, Saturn and Taurus. So he's overall extremely fearful, paranoid type person. Now, if you look at the year 2016, it adds to 9, right? So 9 also has that meaning of, it tends to be the year in which religious fanatics, especially the Catholic Church, for example, have performed a lot of their conquests. Also, Jupiter is going, on the day of the election, Jupiter is going to be applying a trine to Saturn and Sagittarius. All of these things indicate that at least that mentality is strong, the Ted Cruz mentality. So we're going to have to be, remember, last year was a year that adds to 17 or 8. That was a year in which Islamic extremism flourished, and we saw that actually take place. Yeah. On the other hand, this year it's the 9, and whereas the 8 has the meaning of this revolutionary type of mentality, the 9 has the meaning of this paranoid mentality. So we have to, I mean, honestly, I'm worried if Cruz does get elected, then he could be the beginning of the civil war tendency in this country, the secession tendency, because he has spent the past 3 years opposing everything the federal government has done. He, not even his own party likes him because he opposes everything. Right. He's extremely divisive. If you think Trump is divisive, well, Cruz is 100 times more divisive. The guy, he essentially wants to start a revolution in his mind. He thinks of himself as a revolutionary or something like that. Very dangerous. So hopefully, you know, our collective thinking won't guide us in that direction. But we can see the beginnings of that even with the Trump rallies going on right now. Now, we're going to have a break here soon, so I'll give you a number to call if you have any questions. But we're going to be coming back here in a couple of minutes. Hold on a second. Let's see. Okay, so the toll-free number to call is 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944.
Sonst bin ich verloren. Zu Himmel, sonst bin ich verloren. Der listigen Schlange zu Opfer empfohlen, am Herzigen. Schon wollen sie sich, schon wollen sie sich, akreten mich, akreten.
Why do people order Life Change Tea? Because Life Change Tea helps the digestive system. Life Change Tea helps the colon unclog. The tea also helps with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and many, many other health issues. Life Change Tea also tastes great. And Life Change Tea is not just green tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs that go to town, cleaning your body of harmful toxins, bacteria, and parasites. Our tea is number one. Are you ready for your life change? Let the tea help you. Log on to our online store of helpful products to get your body on track. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Not all tea is equal. Read our website of all the factual testimonies that prove that Life Change Tea is working. Health is important, and our quality of life is very important. Don't wait to order. Expect a life change with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the 4 most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me the carnivore's 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like all excited.
And she credits all of it to her carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735 or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today. By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Welcome back to Real Astrology with Matthew Deagle. I have a guest here, Michael Horn, who is the authorized American representative for Billy Meyer, the UFO contactee in Switzerland, as well as author of many important books. You can visit his website at theyfly.com. Here's Michael.
Matthew, I am curious because you are on the RENTS network here. I'm really curious what kind of thoughts people who are familiar, with RENTS's work and website and all have about the Meyer case. I have in the past, posted some articles on RENTS.com. It's been some years, but I'm quite frankly surprised that RENTS and other people, like Alex Jones even, and all that, are not falling all over themselves to try to get, more attention on the Meyer case with its singular authenticity.
Well, Alex Jones is a totally different story. I don't know about him. I mean, he's a little bit off his rocker or something. But right. With RENTS, I think he's very open-minded. He has information on everything, every different perspective on his website. I can't really speak for him, but that's my view. Alex Jones, though, I think, honestly, I think the guy cuts stuff out of his information because it doesn't fit his political agenda.
And yeah.
With him, that's what it is.
Well, these are two people who are, prominent in terms of what you might call alternative media. And there are others as well, I just see that no matter what, no matter how dramatic, for instance, I think I've posted 4 blogs or so recently showing that Meyer, this guy living up in the boonies, up in, rugged rural Swiss highlands up there, Zurich Highlands, has been, publishing information that's been presented to him basically in conversational form about things that we're now only recently scientifically corroborating. And instead of people literally go, oh my gosh, that's the most amazing thing I've ever heard, read, I've got to know more, and hey, stop the presses, it seems like a lot of people simply can't grasp that. They simply go to sleep in the face of the truth.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of, well, as I said, we have this Marxist mind control or whatever you want to call it going on. where they are using, according to the Pléiaren computer scientist expert, Safinat Paneach, they're actually using, that's actually his name, by the way, Safinat Paneach. They're actually using radio frequencies and frequencies, subliminal messages in our monitors, subliminal messages in our music, intentionally spreading disharmonious music to incite anarchy and disharmonious feelings, see feelings of dissatisfaction. Wow. I mean, that's something else. Is, I mean, our whole music industry is taken over by some kind of intelligence network that is intentionally phasing out good music and promoting bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Michael, you're a musician yourself, and you've observed the change in music over the past 30 or 40 years, especially the past 20 years or so,
toward
the negative.
Yes, it's terrific stuff. And the problem is, it's like if you speak to people, and I understand, you know, how this is perceived. If you speak to, let's say, young people or people who've grown up primarily exposed to this horrendous assaulted racket, and you try to point out that it's this harmonious, it's unpeaceful and all the rest of the stuff, they don't know what you're talking about. Quite literally, they don't understand what you're talking about. It's like, unless something is, you know, headbanging, unless there's some adrenalized experience going on with the majority of this type of stuff, not all of it, because actually, I mean, I try to find the things that are particularly beautiful, and to focus on them myself. And I have found in this...
Hey, Michael, it looks like we have a caller here.
Oh, good. Second. Go for it.
Let's see. I think we have Tony calling. Is Tony there?
Oh, yes. That's, yes.
Hi, Tony. What was your question?
I was just introduced to your show and all that. I really don't know anything that much about astrology and all that, but the question is this. There's two parts. One, of course, is the, not of course, but the true beginnings of it. And one more thing, it might sound foolish. You could definitely tell me you're way off. Is it anything tied to, is it of the Anunnakis or anything that went way back to the beyond the pyramids and all that?
Well, to answer your first question, Tony, astrology really began when the universe began because it's based on symbolism. So symbols are geometric forms that precede even the material universe. The universe actually, as the Pléiaren state, the universe is actually a condensed idea. So you have to look at the universe not as fundamentally being matter, but actually fundamentally being thought and logic, which then becomes energy and then becomes matter. Now, as far as astrology being practiced on Earth, that, according to the Book of Enoch, part of which is also reproduced in the original form in the book Ohm, which is available from in German from Billy, as well as you can read in the somewhat corrupted Ethiopian version of it, which has been published in English.
Right.
The astrology originated from, the Anunnaki is an incorrect word for it, right? That's a word that originates with Zechariah Sitchin. I don't use it myself because it isn't entirely accurate. The Anunnaki were an ancient Sumerian god. Type of situation. It was a mythological pantheon, right? But, however, what these are referred to in the Book of Enoch, which actually predates the Sumerian civilization, believe it or not, is it states that these sons of heaven, or people from outer space, came down to the earth and taught many different crafts to mankind, including astrology. So I forgot what the name was, but there was actually a female extraterrestrial who first taught humans astrology in ancient Ethiopia around 389,000 years ago. So that's, I guess that answers the question, right?
Yeah, I understand. Okay, so all right. So you're saying that some form of life came upon the earth and taught man? Did you say trade or something?
Taught humankind all kinds of trades, crafts, skills, and knowledge, scientific knowledge. So, for instance, the ability to make spears and knives, and smith work, was taught by an extraterrestrial named Azazel, who also taught us the art of war, and that is tied with an ancient myth. In fact, And there was a new story just this year about this, that the most ancient fable on Earth, traced to ancient Kenya, or even Ethiopia, that general region of Africa, is the story of the smith and the devil, or this notion that blacksmiths have some kind of supernatural connection with the devil, with whom they are in a pact. That ultimately traces to the Book of Enoch events, or to these events when extraterrestrials came down to Earth and taught humans these various skills. So not just astrology. Astrology was one of the skills they taught. They also taught us pretty much all the technology, language, everything that our civilization is built on.
So then there is a trace of knowledge from beyond then.
Oh, absolutely. Like you speak of the Great Pyramid. The Great Pyramid was not built by the ancient Egyptians. It's actually several thousand years older and is aligned with the Orion's Belt constellation. The ratio of the height to the base is 2 pi exactly. All these things, the Egyptians had no concept of any of these geometric or astronomical facts. They were unable to do that. I mean, look at any book on the history of Egyptian mathematics. They didn't build the pyramids. So, yeah, there are traces of this all over the place. In fact, a lot of the symbolism you see in like Rosicrucianism or other occultism refers geometrically to these ancient knowledges.
Now, your knowledge you seem to have, because like I said, I would read the newspaper and, you know, goof on it, or, you know, because they'll say my day, you know, I'll look for my birthday and they'll say, oh, tomorrow you're going to meet somebody and all that, you know. I always never took it serious until I heard you as, this is more of a serious knowledge than what I always used to fluff off and just not think about it, you know?
Yeah, it is more serious, and the reason why is because it's based on solid logic. It's not just intuition.
And it is not, so it is, all right, because I was just curious, because I just started listening to it, and let me tell you, you're so underused, your knowledge is really good, it should be more out of, you know, be more out in different spaces. I mean, it's really interesting for once where you mix the momentum of society through, you know, astrology to people's personality. I mean, I really enjoy it, and I just want you to know that, you know.
Well, thank you. You can check out my website if you're interested in any of my services. It's MatthewDeagle.com. I do a very thorough, I don't just do, like I said, like I don't just sit you down and say this is your destiny. I'll actually call you over a period of weeks to discuss it as you learn to understand it yourself.
Yeah, because like I said, you're so in debt, and I'm definitely, to start really getting into this topic and be a passion, it would take me years, and I'm already 63 going to 64.
Well, I'm not saying I'm going to teach you how to do it. I'm just saying I want you to understand the symbols that are behind your character, right? Because the idea is to bring the knowledge out of your own subconscious, not just to tell you what your destiny is, but for you to be able to forge your destiny. I mean, even at your age, you still have a lot of life ahead of you, and a lot of power of thought. There's a lot of information about that and the cycles of life in Billy Meyer's books as well, if you want to look at those on theyfly.com. But it was nice talking to you, Tony.
Yeah, I don't want to hold you up because there's so much more. I'll just go on and ramble, so I'll leave you.
Oh, yeah, if you send me a contact on my website, I'll give you a call later.
Yeah, all right. So I'm definitely going to keep on listening. But like I said, your knowledge is so undervalued. It just blows me away compared to the crap that's out there. And I could thank Rent for bringing you around. So thank you very much.
Yeah, the path of the wise is narrow. That's the way it is, right?
Oh, man. All right, thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right.
So, Michael, are you still there?
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, so generally, we were talking about, what were we talking about before this? I mean, because we only have a few minutes, well, we have plenty of time left, like 15 minutes.
Well, if I can.
Oh, the music. We were talking about the disharmonious music.
Yeah.
This is absolutely one of the major negative influences. In fact, now, I've been studying, as I said, for about 10 years, I've been studying astrology and symbolism and mass consciousness. There's also another guy that's been studying this for longer, although not from an astrological perspective. His name is Lauren Coleman. Oh. You can look up his blog, copycateffect.com. He has excellent record there of years and years of copycat behavior. But quite often, I mean, what my conclusion is that it is not just your thoughts, but in general, things related to your thoughts, the little things in life that are significant that ultimately affect the big picture the most. It's not the big things. Like, you think that the solution, a lot of people think the solution to the world's problems is to go invade some country or other.
Yeah.
But, or, you know, or to build a wall or whatever. But even if those things might be necessary at times, the actual cause of events is really supposedly innocuous stuff, like music and language.
Yeah.
And, it's no coincidence, I think, that a lot of these protesters right now that we're seeing that are inciting anarchy are also devotees of very bad music that promotes violence and drugs and so forth.
Of course, to be honest, we then have the Islamists. I think they prohibit all music, don't they?
Well, actually, no. The Islamists prohibit all music except for Nasheed or Nasheed, which is a kind of chanting. And as a matter of fact, the CIA appears to have put subliminal messages in some of the ISIS Nasheed. Like Salalu Sawarim is one that's become a big joke on the internet. The ISIS, they don't call it music, right? It's just semantics. It's music. It's a melody, and it's guys singing in harmony with each other. So it's obviously music, but they call it chanting. That's a great example of the use of music for mind control right there. They tell you can't listen to or perform any other kind of music except for religious music. That's part of what drives ISIS as well, is this chanting. I mean, that's why they have chants in the background of all their music videos. Or their videos. I call them music videos because they are, right? I mean, these are music videos in which people are actually being decapitated. It's like MTV for psychopaths, you know, but I don't know. That's ISIS. And the fact is, the power of music is enormous, because all this astrology I do, I mean, back in the Middle Ages, they used to say that the last thing you studied before you could study astronomy and astrology was music. They had this thing called, they had essentially seven different paths, right? The trivium and the quadrivium. Seven different levels of education, and music was a prerequisite to studying astronomy. The reason why is because actually all of this stuff, astrology and symbolism, geometry, is tonal in nature. It's just like music. You have scales, you have chords. It's all the same thing fundamentally. And as a result, I think you can also conclude that when mass mind control is being used, or when music simply is degenerating, then the music people are listening to, being of a negative nature, doesn't just affect one level, it affects every level. Their life energy, psyche, behavior, everything. That's why it's so powerful. So ISIS knows about this on some level, or whoever's behind ISIS, i.e. the CIA. I mean, ISIS was created by the CIA. Very stupid idea, but they created this horrible terror organization as a supposed revolutionary organization. And what are they doing now? It's like popular culture. It's like heavy metal suddenly became real life, you know, or something like that.
Right.
They used to have, you know, gruesome imagery and music videos for bands like Korn or whatever in the 90s, but now it's like death metal in real life.
Isn't it strange that the group that was playing in Paris, in the place where all those people...
Yes, it was called Eagles of Death Metal, but it was actually just kind of a hipster rock band. The symbolism is enormous. I mean, for instance, one of the big symbols of American culture is Elvis Presley, right? Mm-hmm. And the lead singer of this band calls him, his name Jesse. Jesse was the name of Elvis's dead twin, the stillborn twin of Elvis Presley. And Elvis, Ginger Elvis or something like that is the nickname of his friend from Queens of the Stone Age, who also performs in this band with him sometimes. So the twin symbolism of Gemini, a very powerful symbol. The dead twin symbolism is an ancient symbol often regarded with great awe and mystery by people such as Freemasons and other occult-type people. So generally, the Eagles of Death Metal, I mean, Eagles of I take that to mean America, symbolically, just the words. Like, yeah. America has the eagle and we send metal of death or missiles. But then Elvis Presley, rock and roll, American music, right, American culture. I think they chose the venue because it symbolizes America to them.
Good night. Well, you know, symbolism or not, and whatever it may, you know, ultimately mean and or contribute, we are in these interesting times, and, you know, it's almost like, what can one say when one has been saying, you know, quite a lot for quite some time? And I would speak there certainly about Meyer, who has, you know, for 65 years, since the age of 14, been publishing all of these warnings, and the response from the world has been 22 attempts on his life and endless suppression of the information, character attacks, attacks on his family. We are just wired in the weirdest way here, and people really do succumb. I don't know. I mean, is it really that irresistible, the kind of influences?
It's subconscious. I mean, well, part of it is the music, dumb music, like pop music, you know, not all pop music, like not the Beatles necessarily or whatever, but I mean, the pop music in general, in the sense of music that's artificially created to be as generic as possible, as repetitive as possible, and essentially just in the form of an advertisement for something, that music naturally dumbs you down because it's so predictable. There's no stimulation to your brain. So when you hear that kind of repetitive music over and over again when you're shopping or working, it actually makes you stupider. And then when you combine that with maybe your personal preference in music being a bunch of screaming disharmony and self-pity in the form of sound, of course, you're going to be more susceptible to things like Marxist mind control to become an anarchist against society. In fact, there was a recent funny video. I don't want to name the guy or anything because he's already become a big meme on the internet, but there's a guy who was notoriously filmed, videotaped, yelling at a Trump supporter, saying that he couldn't comment on race issues because he's a white male, screaming at the top of his lungs, "You're a white male." a big, like, ridiculous emotionalism, and of course, the guy is actually the lead singer of a hardcore punk band.
Really?
The singer of a screamo band, a band where the singing is screaming and the guitars are just being bashed on, and where the lyrics are all about self-pity. So, what do you expect? That's a person's thoughts are represented in what they listen to. Myself, I prefer Mozart, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, I love the real pop music, but the thing is, since the 80s, this stuff has gone downhill because of the fact it's all controlled by advertisers. Again, it's harmful to the psyche, though, when you listen to music that exacerbates your self-pity, that exacerbates your sense of dissatisfaction, and you know, that's a very important issue in this whole mind control thing.
Well, you know, again, we can look at these things and discuss them and, you know, worry about them, complain them, but then if we are not pointing to where we should be focusing, what we should be looking at, which is the spiritual teaching, if we're not doing that, then we're missing this opportunity. I have a kind of a little axiom that wherever and whenever human beings are involved in, you know, in something, there you will find, you know, that things will get screwed up sooner or later. So even when you were speaking earlier about the extraterrestrials that, you know, came here and, you know, taught humankind over many, many millennia and all, that also part of the problem is, the positive and the negative, is that they contributed to screwing things up. But humanity has uncritically, you know, just swallowed the worst of it all, hook, line, and sinker. And, you know, we have responsibility now, whatever may have happened then. So, again, we have to look to where we can find a way out, a way upward and out, a way towards truth, and that is in spiritual teaching.
Yeah, again, you can find the books Might of Thoughts, or The Might of Thoughts and the Psyche, as well as The Way to Live, are all available in English translations on theyfly.com in the upper right-hand corner, the shop button. And you can check. You can also contact me for any astrological services at matthewdeagle.com. now these, I do recommend that anybody out there who's really serious, because all the stuff is in German. If you want to read it all, you have to learn German. But the most important things are thankfully being translated as quickly as I guess they can be. This is really the big lesson, is here we are being the playthings of whoever wants to agitate us. I mean, it's left and right wing extremism, not just left wing extremists, right? It's left and right wing.
Yes.
Both being played though by what I consider to be a kind of cultural Marxist organization. I've already gotten into that in my show before, but it's basically megalomaniacal academics. But which may be part of the reason why they weren't so receptive to Billy Meyer, right? Maybe they already have their own agenda, but these influences can be neutralized if you just have a clear consciousness. If you strengthen your own character, or your character creates a kind of immune system against these negative influences.
Do people even understand these words, though, that you're speaking, what we're talking about?
I think that the important thing is that if only 3 or 4 people understand and take it seriously, that's enough. In the long run, that grows. You plant a seed. Of course, it starts out small.
Yes.
But in the long run, it is prophesied in 800 years we will have peace. So thank you for listening to our show. This is Matthew Deagle signing out for Real Astrology.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances, an underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Salenti has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Salenti's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500. 3500.